The processional hymn 321, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Welcome, everybody, to our service on this St. Bartholomew's Day. We follow the order of morning prayer, beginning with the opening greeting on page 101. The Lord be with you. The righteous will be remembered forever. The memory of the righteous is a blessing. Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that has passed, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, open our lips. O God, make speed to save us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. On page 120, the traditional form of the canticle Jubilate. Oh, be joyful in the Lord, all ye lands. The psalm appointed for this morning is number 145, verses 1 to 7. Psalm 145, verses 1 to 7, on page 760. And ever
The Old Testament reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 43, beginning at verse 8. Bring forth the people who are blind, yet have eyes, who are deaf, yet have ears. Let all the nations gather together, let the peoples assemble. Who among them declared this and foretold to us the former things? Let them bring their witnesses to justify them, and let them hear and say, it is true. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me no God was formed, nor shall there be any after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I declared and saved and proclaimed when there was no strange God among you, and you are my witnesses, says the Lord. I am God, and also henceforth I am he. There is no one who can deliver from my hand. I work, and who can hinder it? On page 126, the traditional form of the canticle Te Deum, parts 1 and 2.
Thank you.
The New Testament reading is from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, beginning at verse 12. Now many signs and wonders were done among the people through the apostles, and they were all together in Solomon's portico. None of the rest dared to join them, but the people held them in high esteem. Yet more than ever, believers were added to the Lord, great numbers of both men and women, so that they even carried out the sick into the streets and laid them on cots and mats in order that Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as he came by. A great number of people would also gather from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all cured. On page 122, the traditional form of the canticle Benedictus.
On page 112, we affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God,
the
Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord. O Lord, save the king. Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness. O Lord, save your people. Give peace in our time, O Lord. O God, make clean our hearts within us. Almighty and everlasting God, who gave to your apostle Bartholomew grace truly to believe and to preach your word, grant that your church may love that word which he believed, and may faithfully preach and receive the same, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And we join in the first and second collects at morning prayer. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us all, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hymn 228, Meekness and Majesty.
Thank you.
us pray.
Following the example of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us pray to our Heavenly Father for the needs of the world and for the Church as she seeks to proclaim his gospel of forgiveness and salvation to all people. Pray for this diocese and for David, our bishop. Also those facilitating the Bible Week in our diocese. This week in Hollywood Parish Church. We pray for all participating and facilitating, in particular, the devotional speaker. And we pray for this group of parishes and all neighboring churches in the locality as they prepare to resume their autumn schedule of activity. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for Christians in our world today who suffer hardship and oppression because of their faith. We pray that God will give them the courage and hope they need to remain faithful to the gospel. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for Christians seeking to bring peace and reconciliation in all places of conflict, particularly in Gaza. Also Ukraine. And we pray that among the leaders of the world and all who hold power and responsibility for the lives of others, that God's will may be done. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for Christians who are beset by doubts and feeling separated from God. We pray that God's light will shine through their sense of aloneness and give them a deep assurance of his steadfast love for them. Lord, in your mercy. And we pray for Christians who are struggling in their daily lives because of ill health, anxieties, poverty, and other heavy burdens. In hospital, we pray for Shirley McMinn and for Val Cunningham. And as the summer holiday period draws to a close, we pray that all who return to their places of work or school may feel a measure of refreshment and renewal as they resume the daily round, the common task. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you hear our prayers and that you love us beyond our understanding. Look with compassion and mercy on those for whom we have prayed today. show us the ways in which we can serve you in the people with whom we live and work, and keep us faithful to your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Almighty God, the fountain of all wisdom, you know our needs before we ask and our ignorance in asking. Have compassion on our weakness, and give us those things which for our unworthiness we dare not, and in our blindness we cannot ask, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We join in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Hymn number 460, we sing verses 1, 2n, and the final verse. Verses 1, 2n, and the final verse. For all your saints in glory.
Grant, O God, that through the written word and through the spoken word, we may behold the living word, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to share with you some reflections on a one-time member of another parish. I'll call her Margaret. It wasn't her real name, but for the purposes of this morning, I will refer to her as that. Margaret was a faithful member of the congregation for many years. She never took a formal role in the leadership of the church, but she was always willing to help with making tea and coffee and welcoming people to services and other church and parochial events. She loved arranging flowers, particularly for special occasions, and could be relied upon to have needle and thread to hand when a button came loose on a seam split or in a cassock or a gown. And when she died, everyone said how much she would be missed in the life of the church. I'm sure over the years we could have and did identify with many such similar people. But in the days before Margaret's funeral, as he talked to various people about her, the rector of the parish discovered hidden truths about Margaret's life. There was a young man who spoke of how Margaret had helped him with his reading and writing after he left school, and then gave him advice and guidance about seeking employment. There was a former choir girl who had moved away from the parish when she got married. Sadly, her husband had been abusive, and Margaret had offered her home as a refuge for the frightened young wife and soon-to-be mother. There was a family who never forgot how Margaret had cooked meals for them while one of the children was seriously ill in hospital. And many more stories emerged of how Margaret had quietly served people around her in ways that changed their lives and brought them love and care when they most needed it. Bartholomew is one of those apostles whose work in the service of Jesus, his risen Lord, is known only to God. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all name him as one of the 12 apostles called by Jesus to follow him, and he is also named in the book of the Acts of the Apostles. But he is not mentioned anywhere else in the New Testament. There is some suggestion that Bartholomew may have been the same person as Nathanael, who John tells us was brought to Jesus by Philip, but we have no way of knowing if that is correct. What we do know for certain about Bartholomew is that he shared with the other disciples the experience of following Jesus throughout his ministry. He must have witnessed all that Jesus did and heard all that Jesus had said, including during his controversial encounters with religious leaders. "You are those who have stood by me in my trials," says Jesus of Bartholomew and the others just before they all failed him by running away at the time of his greatest crisis. Above all, Bartholomew was a witness to the resurrection and ascension of Jesus and was therefore able to pass on the gospel message with the authority of one who has experienced it for himself. Bartholomew must have heard again and again the teaching of Jesus that the greatest among you must become like the youngest and the leader like one who serves. And he would have witnessed Jesus living out that teaching. "I am among you as one who serves." No doubt after the resurrection of Jesus, Bartholomew and the other apostles tried to live following the example of Jesus, thus bearing witness to others of his humility and loving service. We may know very little about Bartholomew as an individual, but it is from him and the other apostles that we have received our faith in God's redeeming work in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. He is one of our fathers in the faith, and for that we must surely be grateful. Like the first believers, Margaret, of whom we spoke earlier, was faithfully devoted to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers, and she lived out her faith as one who serves others. In her Bible was found a well-worn card with the prayer of St. Ignatius of Loyola written on it. That prayer was written nearly 1,600 years after the life of Bartholomew and over 400 years before our lifetime. But perhaps it is a prayer we can all pray in a fellowship that extends beyond time and reaches out across differences in culture, breaking down barriers between men and women everywhere who call Jesus their Lord and Savior. So with Bartholomew, with Ignatius, with Margaret, let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward, save that of knowing that we do your will. Amen. And now to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we ascribe as is most justly due, all might, majesty, praise, glory, and dominion, from this time forward and forevermore. Amen. Remember to show kindness and to share what you have with others, for such are the sacrifices of which God approves. The collection hymn 531, Where Love and Loving Kindness Dwell. Thank you.
pray. Unto God's gracious mercy and protection, we commit you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his perfect peace, this day and always. Items for the September edition of the Parish Magazine may be left either with myself or Roger Maxwell, if possible, by tomorrow, Monday, please. The Bible Week in our diocese takes place this year from Tuesday to Friday of the coming week, each evening, in Hollywood Parish Church, beginning at 7:45. The speaker will be Pastor Colin Smith, who is Pastor Emeritus of the Orchard Church in Chicago. Following the theme, The Art of Contentment, all are invited and encouraged to come as together we prepare for ministry this autumn. The theme of the week is designed to make it easy and attractive to encourage all who are searching and in this season exploring and rediscovering faith in Jesus Christ. Service next Sunday, the 11th Sunday after Trinity, morning prayer and the litany at 10 o'clock. And the next meeting of the Select Vestry will be on Monday week, that's Monday, the 1st of September, at 7:30. And may I say how good it is to be back amongst you all following my weeks of holiday, as together we look forward in anticipation to our lives and witness in this parish and in the wider church in the season about to unfold. The recessional hymn, and I'm going to suggest number 82, if that's okay, Summer Suns Are Glowing. Summer suns are glowing.